بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى هذه الليلة نحب أن نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة الأصول بتعليق الشيخ الفاضل محمد باجمال مع إخواننا هنا في أوكلاند كاليفورنيا وعند غيرهم من إخواننا وأخواتنا والمسلمين من الفضلاء، فنرجو أن الله عز وجل يجعل في جلساتنا بركة والعلم والإخلاص لله سبحانه وتعالى مع متابعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. This evening, by the permission of Allah, we would like to continue our lesson in the three fundamental principles authored by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi rahimahullah, with some very good benefits from the explanation of Sheikh Muhammad Bajamal, may Allah preserve him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these gatherings for His sake alone and allow us all to benefit tremendous from that which we study, from that which we review, and give us all sincerity and allow us to be from those who follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of our affairs. وَقَدْ وَصَلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْلِ الْمُصَنِّفِ الثَّالِثَةُ أَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولَ ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان أقرب قريب. والدليل قوله تعالى لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. We arrived in the section where the author he mentioned in the third matter of pertinence. We don't want to forget that the Shaykh is mentioning the three matters of importance. And this is the third of the three. وَقَبْلَ مَا نَسْتَمِرُ فِي دَرْسِنَا Before we continue in this lesson, نُحِبُّ أَن نَأْخُذ بَعْضَ دُقَيْقَاتِ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَن نراجع المسألة الأولى والمسألة الثانية وهذه المسألة الثالثة التي سنأخذها بإذن الله تعالى اليوم. Before we continue with regards to this section, we would like to review the other two issues. The other two issues. And this section that we're reading, the third matter, the Shaykh, he mentioned the third matter. Before we go into the explanation, we're going to read all three matters. But before we're going to translate what we just read in Arabic. He said the third matter is that whoever obeys the messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِي أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولِ وَوَحَدَ اللَّهَ لَا يَجُوزُ لَهُ مُوَالَاتُ مَنْ حَادَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever obeys the messenger and he singles out Allah alone in worship, أي بمعنى أنه يؤمن بتوحيد الله سبحانه وتعالى بثلاثة أقسامه. لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. لا يجوز له موالاة. ما معنى موالاة؟ أي لا يجوز له أن يعاهد شخص الذي هو ضد، أي هو يعني يشاق الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو ضد الله سبحانه وتعالى وضد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، يخالفهما. الشيخ said, whoever obeys the messenger and singles out Allah alone in worship, it is not permissible for him to take on as friends, helpers, and maintainers whoever is in opposition, an enemy to Allah and his messenger. Then he said, وَلَوْ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ قَرِيبٍ, even if he was the closest of relatives, even if he's the closest of relatives, if this individual is in opposition to Allah and he's in opposition to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is not permissible, even if he's the closest of relatives, to take him on as a close companion and a helper and a maintainer or a supporter. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And then the Shaykh, he mentions the statement of Allah as proof. He said in the proof is his statement, the Most High, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. He said, لَا تَجِدُ, you will not find a people who believe in Allah, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, they believe in Allah on the last day, يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, taking on as friends, making friendship with those who oppose Allah and oppose the Messenger. وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ, even if it was their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their close relatives. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ, those people Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ, those individuals Allah has placed in their hearts الإيمان. وهذا دليل على أن الإيمان يكون في القلب, يكون في الجوارح, ويكون يعني تصديق بالقلب وكذلك بالجوارح وقول باللسان. The Shaykh, he mentions this statement, these individuals Allah has prescribed Iman in their hearts. This is a proof that Iman is also in the heart. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ, أَيَّدَهُمْ بِمَعْنَى قَوَّاهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْهُ, أي بنصره وتوفيقه من الله سبحانه وتعالى. أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه. الله عز وجل كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وقواهم ونصرهم, قواهم بنصره وتوفيقه. ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he is prescribed, meaning he is written, he is decreed Iman to be in their hearts. And he has strengthened them with his aid, with the aid of Allah, and with his success. Allah gives him success. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, and he enters in them into paradise, where rivers flow beneath them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain in it. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, they, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلِ قُلْ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those individuals, they are the party of Allah. They are the group of Allah. ما معنى حزب الله؟ ليس حزب الله مثل ما سمعنا عن أصحاب لبنان من الشيعة الذين يعني يظهرون هذا الاسم حزب الله. ليس بمعنى حزب الله أولئك. What is the meaning of حزب الله؟ حزب الله هم عباد الله الخلص المتمسكون بالكتاب والسنة. حزب الله هم عباد الله الخلص المتمسكون بالكتاب والسنة. الله عز وجل يقول ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. ما معنى هم المفلحون؟ هم المفلحون بمعنى مدركون المطلوبهم، مدركون لمطلوبهم، الناجون من مرهوبهم، المدركون لمطلوبهم، الناجون من مرهوبهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says those individuals, they are the party of Allah. And it is the party of Allah who are successful. ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. What does مفلحون mean? Those who are muflihun, the successful, they are those individuals who receive that which they were desiring, meaning Jannah, meaning enter into paradise. And they have been saved from that which they feared. And this is in general, المفلح الذي يدرك الذي يطلبه وينجي من ما يخاف منه. هذا هو الذي يفلح. The individual who is successful is the one who receives that which he is pleased with, that which he desired, and he saved from that which he feared, that which he did not want. وهذا القول الثالثة أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. This third section, where the Sheikh he mentioned the third issue, is that whoever obeys the Messenger and he singles on Allah alone in worship, he will not take on friends, partners, helpers, and maintainers, those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. This section is connected to the two sections that we have taken in our prior lesson. The first of them being where the Shaykh he says, اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة تعلم هذه الثلاث مسائل والعمل به والعمل بهن. الأولى أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا ولم يتركنا هملا بل أرسل إلينا رسولا فمن أطاعه دخل الجنة ومن عصاه دخل النار. The section that we first have taken in these three, in this section, was the three important matters. The Shaykh, he says, no, may Allah have mercy on you, that it is incumbent upon every male and female Muslim to know three matters and act upon them. The first of them being that Allah created us and provided for us and have not left us without purpose. Rather, He sent to us a messenger. Whoever obeys him, he enters into paradise. Whoever disobeys him, he enters into the hellfire. Whoever disobeys the messenger, who's been sent as a guidance, rahmatan lil alameen, if he disobeys him, he goes to the hellfire. If he obeys him, this individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-Nabiyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan, mubashiran wa nadhira. If he does not follow this individual, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily we sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as one who is a warner, wa da'in in Allah, bi'idhnihi, as a caller to Allah, by his permission. If an individual follows and these guidelines and follows this man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a qudwa, لِجَمِيعِ النَّاسِ, as Allah has sent as an example for all of mankind, if we follow him, we enter into paradise. This is the first section. This is the first important matter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incumbent upon every man and female, every male and female, to know three matters. First, that Allah created us and provided for us, and he did not leave us without purpose. Rather, he sent to us a messenger to be followed. Whoever follows him, he enters into paradise. Whoever does not follow him, he enters into the hellfire. This is the first issue. The second of them being, أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى أَن يُشْرَكَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ فِي عِبَادَتِهِ. The second very important issue is that Allah is not pleased that anyone should be ascribed to him in worship. Anyone should be worshipped aside from Allah. لَا مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. Not a single angel that had been brought close, one who is an individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to be ibadullah azza wa jal, to be those slave servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following every commandment that Allah commands them with, nor any prophet who had been chosen to be sent to mankind as examples. Allah is not pleased with anyone to worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an angel, nor a prophet. This is the second issue. And the third issue is what we're reading today. الثالثة أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. The third of them being that whoever obeys the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning all of the believers, all of the Muslims, ووحد الله, and they believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not permissible for them to take on helpers and maintainers and providers, those who are enemies to Allah, and those who are enemies to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they were close relatives. And the Shaykh, he mentioned proof with regards to that. This ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. And the proof that the Shaykh used is this very profound verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, you do not find a people who believe in Allah in the last day making friends with those who oppose Allah and his messenger. يعني حاد معنى من الأعداء. من الأعداء, those individuals who are enemies to Allah and his messenger. وتعليقا على هذا القول, يعني المسألة الثالثة, أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله, قال الشيخ محمد بن جمال, يعني as a, there's a very good point, there's very good points with regards to each portion of the text. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will read from that now. Where the Shaykh, he mentioned, هذا القول, المسألة الثالثة, المسألة الثالثة, أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله, يعني هذا القول, قال هذا لا يدل على تقديم طاعة الرسول على توحيد الله, لكن والله أعلم, يريد أن توحيد الله لا يعرف إلا بطاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما جاء به أو كان هذا منه تبعا لترتيب المسائل. الشيخ يقول هذا ليس بالدليل على أن المؤلف يقصد بتقديم طاعة الرسول على توحيد الله, لأنه قال من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله, ليس بمعنى أنه يرى تقديم طاعة الرسول على توحيد الله عز وجل, ليس بهذا المعنى, وإنما مقصوده والله أعلم أنه يريد أن توحيد الله عز وجل لا يعرف إلا بطاعة الرسول، بمعنى أننا لا نعرف توحيد الله عز وجل إلا بطاعة الرسول، إلا أن نتبع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما جاء به. هذا الشيء، أو ربما المؤلف أراد بهذا القول أن هذا من يعني هذا منه تبعا لترتيب المسائل، كان هذا من بمعنى يعني أراد أن يقدم بعض المسائل على بعض المسائل لمصلحة لمصلحة المتن. The Sheikh, he mentioned with regards to this statement, whoever obeys the messenger and singles out Allah in worship, it is not permissible for him to take on as helpers and maintainers those who are in opposition to Allah and his messenger. With regards to this statement, this does not mean, based on his order of the statement, does not mean that he sees the significance or the importance of obeying the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over the importance of singling out Allah alone in worship and not ascribing partners with him. No, it does not mean that. However, what is intended by this, and Allah knows best, is that he wants to make it clear that the tawheed of Allah will not become known except by way, an individual cannot understand the tawheed of Allah except by way of obeying the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by him mentioning that, and whoever obeys the messenger and singles out Allah alone in worship, by him mentioning that rather than saying whoever singles out Allah alone in worship and obeys the messenger, by him doing that, he wants to make it clear that by way of you cannot have the tawheed of Allah, understand the tawheed of Allah, except by way of obeying the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and that which he came with. And the Shaykh, he also mentioned, is a possibility also that this took place from him, meaning from the muallif, as a way of making a certain type of order to the issue, so an individual can allow, or so it can make it easy for an individual to understand what is intended by this section of this text. طيب وقوله لا يجوز موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان أقرب قريب. هذه المسألة فيها تحذير المسلمين المستقيمين. في هذه المسألة فيها تحذير المسلم المستقيم ونهيه عن موالاة الكافرين ولو كان أباه أو ابنه أو أخاه وهلم جرا. ومن والى الكافرين فهو على خطر عظيم. من والى الكافرين فهو على خطر عظيم. ف this second section where the Sheikh, he mentioned, it is not permissible, لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان أقرب قريبا. It is not permissible for him to, for the believer, to take on or have loyalty to those. It's not permissible for him to have loyalty to those who disobey Allah and his messenger, even if they were the closest of relatives. In this point, the Shaykh, he is warning the Muslim who is upon uprightness, he's warning him from this danger of taking on as helpers and maintainers those who are in opposition to Allah and those who are in opposition to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows us the impermissibility, the prohibition of having loyalty to the disbelievers. Even if they are your father or your brothers or your sons or anyone else other than them. And whoever has loyalty to the disbelievers, this is a dangerous methodology and it's a dangerous lifestyle to have. والموالاه تنقسم الى كبرى وصغرى. الموالاه ينقسم الى كبرى وصغرى. وبعضهم يقول تولي وموالاه. تولي وموالاه. The issue of having loyalty, it's split into two categories. And they say the major and the minor. Or the kind which is a full-fledged loyalty. Or the type of loyalty that takes place for a specific maslaha, an association, or a seeking aid from someone for a specific need or for a specific benefit. There's two types. فالكبرى أو التولي هي مودة ومحبة الكافرين ومحبة دينهم والفرح بانتصارهم وظهورهم على الإسلام والمسلمين. وهذا يعتبر صاحبه كافر كفر أكبر. هذا صاحبه كافر كفرا أكبر. والصغرى أو الموالاة هي إظهار محبة الكفار لمصلحة دنيوية مع أنه لا يحبهم ولا يفرح بانتصارهم وظهورهم على الإسلام والمسلمين. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. هناك يعني الموالاة الكبرى والموالاة الصغرى. أما الكبرى مودة ومحبة الكافرين ومحبة دينهم والفرح بانتصارهم وظهورهم على الإسلام والمسلمين. وهذا صاحبه يعتبر ماذا؟ كافر كفر أكبر، لأنه يحبه ولا يحب المسلمين، يحب انتصارهم ولا يحب انتصار المسلمين. فهذا صاحبه يخرج من الملة. هذه يعني هذه المسألة تخرج الشخص من ملة الإسلام عياذا بالله. أما الصغرى أو الموالاة يعني هي إظهار محبة الكفار يعني لمصلحة دنيوية مع أنه لا يحبهم ولا يفرح بانتصارهم وظهورهم على الإسلام والمسلمين. هذا الذي أردنا إخواننا وأخواتنا أن يفهمون. هذا الذي أردنا إخواننا وأخواتنا أن يفهمون. This issue with regards to loyalty or seeking his helpers and maintainers from the direction of the disbelievers, those who are not Muslims. This is a very important matter for us as Muslims to understand. And this issue of loyalty, it splits into two categories. You have major loyalty and minor loyalty. Major loyalty and minor loyalty. Major loyalty, seeking aid or seeking support. This type is to have love and care and support for the disbelievers and love for their religion, for their way of life, and happy with their victories and their power over the Muslims, over Islam and the Muslims. And this type of support and this type of love and aid is the type where the individual who has this type of love and has this type of aid, has this type of support for the disbelievers, it takes him out of the fold of Islam by him loving the non-Muslims, to take power over the Muslims and to oppress the Muslims, to harm the Muslims, and they're happy with this. This takes an individual out of the fold of Islam. This is one type of muwala. This is one type of aid, one type of way of supporting. And you have the sughra, which is the minor type of support, which this is making a parent, an individual, makes a parent their love for the disbeliever for a specific benefit that may return back to worldly affairs. For a personal worldly benefit. While at the same time, he does not love them. He doesn't love their religion, their way of life. He's not happy with them overpowering and having victory over the Islam and the Muslims. This is different. وهذا القسم يعني أقصد القسم الثاني اختلف فيه أهل العلم. This category, there is differences amongst the scholars regarding the ruling of the individual where this their status is such as we mentioned. فمنهم من حكم على كفره ومنهم من قال لا يكفر والثاني هو الصواب والثاني هو الصواب. There are some of the scholars who say that this individual, even if he makes clear his support for them for an issue of the dunya, that he's become a disbeliever. And there are some that say he's not disbelieved. In the second position, meaning that he did not disbelieve, this is the correct position. This is the correct position that we should take. That the one who may have a need, a worldly affair need, and he seeks some type of support from them, he's not a disbeliever. We find this happening in a lot of the lands of the Muslims and also in the lands that we're living in. You'll find Muslims going to the government for assistance and aid. This doesn't mean that an individual is disbelieved. This does not mean that. نجي كثير من الناس في عصرنا أقصد الدول وكذلك يعني أشخاص أعيان الناس في بلاد الكفار أنهم يعني يذهبون لمساعدة وتأييد ونصر في بعض الأمور في مصالح دنيوية. فليس بمعنى أن هذا الشخص يكفر لأنه بحاجة إلى تعاون. لأنه مثلا بعض الدول ما عندهم ما يكفيهم من أعتاد أو حاجات مثل مثل طائرات جوية أو أشياء التي يعني من مصالح دنيوية. يعني دول أوروبا يعني غلبت عليهم ويعني عندهم مهنة وعندهم خبرة أكثر من دول العرب ودول المسلمين. فلذلك يعني يذهبون إليهم بينهم تجارة ويطلبون منهم يعني تأييد أو نصر أو العون في بعض المصالح الدنيوية. فليس بمعنى أنهم يكفرون بتلك الحاجات التي يحتاجون إليها. You find in this day and time many individuals from governments and also from individuals that live in the lands of the non-Muslims, they may have needs that will help them in their worldly life. It does not mean that they disbelieve by going and seeking assistance regarding these issues, regarding these issues that they need. As an example, you find many governments in the Arab world or in the Muslim world, they may need assistance from the aspect of, as an example, airplanes or weaponry, or they may need some type of equipment for learning or equipment for hospitals. And this does not mean they disbelieve just because they do this, because there's business between governments and societies, and people are in need sometimes for certain things to help them in their life. And this does not mean that they are preferring or loving them in their way of life. Barakallahu fikum. So, as we mentioned, this issue, the second, يعني بمعنى موالاة صغرى, هذا القسم اختلف فيه أهل العلم, فمنهم من حكم على صاحبه الكفر, وهذا لا ينبغي وليس بالصحيح, ومنهم من قال لا يكفر, والثاني يعني أنه لا يكفر, هذا هو الصواب. طيب, ولقصة حاطب ابن أبي بلتعة رضي الله عنه, يعني حجة دليل على أنه لا يكفر. وربما بعض الإخوة يعرفون هذه القصة، القصة التي في صحيحين وفي غيرهما، حديث عن علي رضي الله عنه في غزوة الفتح، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث عليا ومقداد والزبير رضي الله عنهم إلى مكة، فطلب منهم قال انطلقوا حتى تأتوا روضة خاق، فإن بها ضعينة، يعني أمرهم أن يذهبوا إلى المرأة هناك فلها كتاب، قالوا فخذوا الكتاب. فذهبوا إلى تلك المرأة وطلبت وأمرها أن تقلع ملابسها وأن تخرج الورقة وتخرج الكتاب، وإلا يقلعون ملابسها حتى يعني تخرج، حتى حددوها بالقتل إن لم تخرج الكتاب. فوجدوا الكتاب ثم تركوها لها الطريقة، ورجعوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بتلك الورقة بتلك الكتاب بذلك الكتاب. فوجدوا أن حاطب ابن أبي بلتعة رضي الله عنه هو الذي أرسل خبر إلى كفار قريش على أنه يقدمون إليهم، يعني بينوا لهم بعض خطوات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فحاطب رضي الله عنه يعني من أفضل الصحابة، وسأله قبل ما حكم عليه قال ما هذا، كما ذكروا في الحديث ما حملك على ما صنعت، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له ما حملك على ما صنعت. فبلتع رضي الله عنه بين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال لا تعجل علي، إني كنت امرأ ملصقا في قريش ولم أكن من أنفسهم، وما فعلت ذلك ارتدادا عن ديني ولا رضا بكفرهم فلذلك حاطب رضي الله عنه بين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن كان له مصلحة دنيوية واجتهد في ذلك. وكما عرفنا أن الصحابة كلهم عدول، إذا اجتهد وأخطأ فله أجر واحد، إذا أصاب فله أجران، وإذا أخطأ فله أجر واحد. واجتهد ووجد في نفسه أنه أراد مصلحة دنيوية، فلذلك كتب الكتاب وأرسل إليهم، والحمد لله الله عز وجل بين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذا الكتاب سيصل إلى عدوهم. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد ذلك قال اعملوا ما شئت، غفرت، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غفرت لكم، فقد غفرت لكم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فقد غفرت لكم. وبين للصحابة لأهل البدر، وحاطب ابن أبي بلتعة من أهل البدر، فقال أنهم يعني مغفور لما قام به من الأخطاء. والشاهد أنه وجد أن حاطب رضي الله عنه وجد مصلحة. وبعض العلماء يقولون يعني أن هذا الحكم خاص به، بعضهم جعلها خاصة به، ولا دليل على التخصيص، إذ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له ما حملك على ما صنعت، وما سمح لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن يقطع عنقه، لأن عمر رضي الله عنه قال يعني دعني أضرب عنقه، لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين له يعني اتركوا. قال يعني اعملوا ما شئتم فقد غفرت لكم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غفر له. And what we're mentioning with regards to this, this issue of يعني الموالاة صغرى, the type of aid that an individual may give based on a مصلحة دنيوية, a worldly benefit. In this type of situation where an individual does something based on a personal worldly benefit, some of the scholars have deferred regarding this matter. If an individual aids a non-Muslim or aids a disbeliever in something seeking a worldly benefit, as we mentioned, the correct position is that an individual does not disbelieve based on this. And from the strongest of proofs that an individual will not disbelieve based on this is the story of Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu anhu. This is one of the Sahaba that fought in the Battle of Badr. And this Sahabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they had Ghazwat al-Fath, when the army was preparing to invade, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah revealed to him that there is a book with some information, important information, that they need to retrieve from the people of Quraysh, the Mushrikeen of Quraysh. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib and Miqdad and Zubayr ibn Awam radiyallahu anhum to go and retrieve this book from a particular woman that's in the pathway, going to give this book to the enemy. So when they went out on this expedition, they came across this woman as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described. And this woman, when they approached her, they said, "We know you have this book. You know you have this letter. Pull it out." She denied that she had it. She said, "I don't have anything." He said, "We know you have it. You give it to us." And some from amongst the Sahaba that went, they were mutaraddid. They were yani believing it is a possibility. But they mentioned, knowing that the Prophet ﷺ tells the truth, they said, "Look, if you don't give it, we're going to strip you and make you take off your clothes and give it to us. We're going to make you expose yourself to give it to us." And even at that day and time, the women, they had some shyness. They didn't like to have their bodies exposed. SubhanAllah, and she ended up giving the book. And they also threatened her. And you know, if someone's threatened with being exposed or with being a sacrifice or giving their life, it causes them to give everything from what they're being requested of. So she gave it. And then it returned back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this book. And in this book, it was explaining that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they're going to move forward in their expedition towards the battlefield and try and an attempt to conquer Mecca, and attempts to attack. And this was made clear that this was the letter that was sent out from Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him, he said, "Ma hamalak ala ma sana'at," what made you do that which you did? What made you write this letter and take it to them? And subhanAllah, Hatib, he mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't rush to judgment on me, please. لا تعجل علي. إني كنت امرأ ملصقا أو ملصقا في قريش. He said, "Verily, I was someone who had connections. I was connected to the people of Quraysh." And this Sahabi, he wanted his qaraba and his links to them to benefit. him. He wanted his links to benefit him. And whoever wants extensive, they can read the story. It's a long story. So, al-muhim, in short, the Sahabi al-Jalil, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, he made ijtihad. And we know the ruling with regards to mujtahid. The all of the Sahaba, they're udul. All of the Sahaba, they are noble, just, righteous men from the best of mankind after the prophets and the messengers. They are the best of mankind. There is no difference of opinion regarding this matter. He said, لم يكن من أنفسهم. He said, لم أكن من أنفسهم. I'm not from them. وما فعلت ذلك ارتدادا. And I didn't do that. One seeking apostasy. ولا رضا يعني ارتدادا عن ديني. I didn't do it to seek to leave the fold of Islam. And this is a very important point. He said, ما فعلت ذلك ارتدادا عن ديني. This statement is azim. He said, I didn't do it seeking apostasy, to leave the fold of Islam. وَلَا رِضًا بِالْكُفْرِ. Nor did I do it being pleased with disbelief. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he excused him. And he told him, he is from the people. He told the Sahaba. And one of the Sahaba, Umar ibn Khattab, he said, leave me to take off his neck, to hit his neck, meaning to handle business. He said, leave me to take his neck, to hit his neck. And the Prophet ﷺ said, leave him. He said, he is from the people of Badr. He is from those who fought Yawm al-Badr. And then he said, اعملوا ما شئتم. Do what you are pleased. فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. I have forgiven you all. So this shows that some people believe that this ruling is exclusively to Hatib. And anyone else who shows any type of allegiance, even if it's for affairs of the dunya, that this individual, oh, he's not excused. He's a disbeliever. This is not the case. This is not the case. And there, some say this is exclusively for Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. For Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. However, there's no proof that makes this specifically, exclusively a ruling pertaining to him. There's no clear proof. Especially being that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعْتِ. He said, what made you do that which you did? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the beginning of his investigation, he had husnul dhun. He didn't have bad thoughts. He said, what will cause you to do what you did? Shows his disappointment. Shows his disappointment in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by him questioning about this. Because he has good thoughts and good views regarding all of his companions. And we know this also by the Prophet ﷺ mentioning and giving him tazkiyah at the end after he explained. He said he is from the people of Badr. He fought Yawm al-Badr, Ghazwat al-Badr. And then he said, اعملوا ما شئتم, do what you want. فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. I have pardoned you. وموضوع بسط المسألة في الناقد الثامن من نواقد الإسلام الذي يحب أن ينظر في هذه المسألة أكثر, ينظر في نواقد الإسلام, يعني الناقد الثامن من نواقد الإسلام. Whoever would like to look more detail with regards to this issue, they can refer back to the Nullifiers of Islam. And the nullifier, which is the eighth, pertains to this particular issue, with one of the explanations of our great scholars in Islam. وَقَوْلُهُ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ قَالَ الشَّيْخ قَوْلُهُ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ In the statement where the Sheikh, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not find that people believing in Allah and the last day, يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, having loyalty, and you don't find the believers who believe in Allah and the last day having loyalty in aid and support for those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. إلى آخر الآية. هذه الآية فيها أن الموالاة تكون لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين, وأما أهل المعاصي وأهل البدعة غير المكفرة تكون موالاتهم على قدر ما فيهم من طاعة. هذا مهم. هذه الآية فيها أن الموالاة تكون لله, لأن الله عز وجل يقول لا تجد قوم يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. هذه الآية فيها أن الموالاة تكون لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين, وأما أهل المعاصي وأهل البدعة وغير المكفرة, أهل البدعة غير المكفرة, تكون موالاتهم على قدر ما فيهم من طاعة, وبغضهم على قدر ما فيهم من معاص وبدعة. لا موالاة وبراءة كاملة. وهذا هو السبيل حزب الله, هذا هو السبيل حزب الله المفلحين الفائزين بجنات النعيم ورضوان رب العالمين. The Sheikh, he mentioned the statement of Allah where he says, you do not find the people who believe in Allah in the last day having love and loyalty and aid for whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger to the end of the verse. This verse is a clear proof that those who believe have loyalty and love and sorority and a strong bond with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the believers. As far as with the people of sin, the people of innovation, which is innovation that does not take one out of the fold of Islam, because there are هناك بدعة مكفرة وبدعة غير مكفرة. أما أهل المعاصي وأهل البدعة غير مكفرة تكون موالاتهم على قدر ما فيهم من طاعة. As far as with the people of sins, meaning from the Muslims and those who commit innovations, from the Muslims, those innovations which do not take one out of the fold of Islam, because you have bid'ah, innovation that takes one out of the fold of Islam, you have innovation that does not take one out of the fold of Islam. And it's important for Muslims to understand this issue, because some individuals, if they see someone doing a bid'ah, they come down hard on them, severe on them, and look at them or make the person feel that they've become a kafir, that they become a disbeliever based on that bid'ah. But it's important to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call to the deen and to advise with wisdom, to advise with hikmah, and advise for the sake of Allah. As Allah says, ادعو لسبيل ربك, call to the way of your Lord. ما قال ادعو لنفسك إلى قبول نصيحتك. Allah didn't say call to yourself or call to the acceptance of your advice. Allah says call to the way of your Lord. ادعو لسبيل ربك بالحكمة, with wisdom. والموعظة الحسنة, and the best of exhortation. So if one commits bid'ah, أهل المعاصي وأهل البدعة غير مكفرة تكون موالاتهم على قدر ما فيهم من طاعة. Your loyalty, our loyalty to those who commit sins or those who commit innovations is based on their level of obedience to Allah. their level of obedience to the deen of Islam. However close, if they're close to Allah, we're close to them. If they're far from Allah, we're far from them. If they're removed from Islam and what Islam stands for, we remove from them. If they in admiration and love and want to hold to Islam, whoever this individual is, then we do the same. We love that which Allah loves. We dislike with that which Allah dislike. And this is the way of the party of Allah. Those who are successful. Those who have been saved and granted paradise. Those who have earned the pleasure of Allah, Lord of everything in existence. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا وإياكم منهم والحمد لله رب العالمين